Welcome to the Breakthrough Success Podcast, helping you achieve that breakthrough you've always been looking for in your business. And now your host, Mark Guberti.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Mark Guberti, and this is the podcast for marketers and small business owners who are looking for the breakthrough for their businesses. I am very excited about this show. We are going to discuss how to sell on Instagram with Jasmine Starr. Jasmine is a public speaker and business strategist for creative entrepreneurs. She helps business owners build the foundation to their endeavors and create the career of their dreams. And now it is my pleasure to welcome Jasmine to the show.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure, Jasmine. I knew that I really needed to have you on the show based on your strong expertise on Instagram, and I like to start by asking people what got them started. So for your Twitter location, you say that you're at wherever your camera takes you, and it's no wonder based on that location alone that you got attracted to Instagram. But can you go a little deeper into what brought you to Instagram and why you chose that social network?
Absolutely. Well, to be fair, I do have my location listed as anywhere my camera takes me because I've slowly realized over the years that we live in a very visual society and everything has been driven so highly by visual content online. And so my camera has become a passport of sorts. And I encourage anybody to use their camera, i.e. their phone or a professional camera, to really open doors for themselves as well. And I've really focused on Instagram as just being a wonderful place to leverage my voice, my story, and my assets. And my assets are, I know how to become a visual storyteller for my business, and I teach others how to do the same.
So within your About Me page, you mentioned the story of how your husband gave you a camera for Christmas and basically gave you the permission to pursue curiosity at all costs. And this idea matches your passion for taking pictures. But in that particular moment when you got the camera for Christmas, what were you thinking about your upcoming journey?
Oh, I wish I had a much cooler story, but Mark, let me just tell you, when I opened my camera, I was excited, I was nervous, but in my finite thinking, I didn't realize that I had the capacity to really build a business and a lifestyle around it. I just got a camera and I was like, there's something in me and I need to create and I just need to get it out in the world. And by following curiosity eventually morphed into passion, and my passion has morphed into a career, and I couldn't be more thankful.
So when I was reading about your story, I mean, I actually really enjoyed your story about hearing how you were really open. I mean, at one point you got the UCLA Law School A scholarship, but you gave it up to be at your mother by her bedside during her final moments. And you wanted her to be there for your wedding, and you were able to get that wish. But after the wedding bliss, you were jobless, broken, and desperate to follow your mom's instruction to do something that you loved. And this is something where I can't fathom being in that particular spot. So what was the motivation that kept you going during that hard time?
Well, there's so much good in this story, Mark, because doctors said it was her final moments. And so I left law school. I had earned a full ride scholarship to UCLA Law School and I was there, but I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. And so when my mom had a relapse with brain cancer, I just felt, you know what, I need to be by her side. I need to help her, you know, in her final days, because the doctors had said they were going to stop chemotherapy. And it was a really hard time in my family's life, but the beauty of all of this was the ability for me to be with her, but also her life. She was 50 years old and I was 25 years old. And I just thought to myself, my God, life is so short. You know, what if I only have 25 years left in my life to live and I don't want to die a lawyer? And I remember thinking that, and I thought to myself in that moment, I'm not guaranteed 25 years. I'm not even guaranteed 25 minutes. And so her life was like the catalyst to actually get me to follow the thing that I was really passionate about. And I'm really excited to say that against all odds, my mom recovered from her battle with cancer and she's still with me today. So she's a constant reminder that life is short and life is beautiful and it's never as we picture it. But as long as we're fulfilling our dreams and our destinies and working hard at it and helping others along the way, that really good stuff happens.
Wow, I did not know that part. I'm very happy to hear that your mother
is still with you. It's a great part, right? It's a great part.
It's like the plot twist, and it's a good plot twist.
It is.
So her advice was to do something that you love, and it's very evident that right now you're doing what you love, and Instagram has become a home for you to do exactly what you love. And as a photographer, I understand that from your standpoint, taking the right shot must be really important. And I'm wondering, how exactly do you give your Instagram audience such captivating pictures? Like, do you take several pictures and choose the best one, or do you just know how to take the right shot?
Oh, that's a really great question. And I think it would sound a lot cooler if I was like, no, I just get one shot and I'm done. It's not that at all. In fact, I have an Instagram for Business course where I teach entrepreneurs how to use Instagram for their business. And in there are a multitude of lessons, probably over 30 minutes of iPhone photography tutorials on how to style photos. And then I always firmly believe in taking 3 to 4 of the same type of photo, but just at slightly different angles so that you have a better understanding. Like afterwards you can look and like, oh, this is the strongest photo. So I firmly believe 3 to 4 photos will always give you a lot of options and then you could choose the best one for your grid.
Are you ever tempted to just take one picture and say, that's it, I'm happy with it? Or do you always do the 3 to 4 and just find that it works better?
Oh, you know, there are times, especially when you are taking a photo like on the go or something like sometimes often I travel quite a bit. And so I'll take photos from an airplane and, you know, you're moving quite fast. So you could, you know, sometimes you just get one opportunity for a photo. And if that happens, then I'm very thankful because even a mediocre photo that documents a memory or a moment is better than no photo at all.
That is very true. And it's quite obvious upon looking at your Instagram profile that you do take the time to come up with the best pictures. But when it comes to Instagram from a marketing standpoint, I noticed that for the most part in the descriptions for most of your pictures, you aren't really promoting anything. Instead, you're telling stories and inspiring us, giving different motivational quotes and letting people know about the life of Jasmine Starr, like professionally, but also personally. What is your advice for using Instagram to tell stories about what you do to your audience?
You know, I heard recently that storytelling is the most effective form of marketing in the 21st century, and not just the 21st century. It's as old as time itself. People have told stories around the campfire to their tribes at universities. Stories are the things that make people resonate with other people beyond the outward experience, the outward perception of who that person is. And so I have come to believe that social media should be largely driven by true content, valuable content, things that while people are in their feed, it should enhance it. So if every single time I posted something on Instagram and it was only promotional, like if every single one of my posts were, oh, here's my Instagram for business course, here's my Instagram for business course, here's my marketing and branding course, here's my marketing and branding course, people would just immediately just pass on by or they wouldn't follow me because it's a commercial. Like I look at social media the same way that people are engaging with television. Nobody ever tunes into a network or a TV show just to watch commercials, right? So what happens is you get value like entertainment, education, History Channel, Sports Channel. So you get these things that you want. And then as a cost of it, you have to watch the commercials or during commercials, we're all on social media. But either way, there's this give and take. And I firmly believe that that has to exist on social media in order for people to listen to your message. There has to be an abundance of giving and cultivating conversations with people online before they're actually really willing to listen to you.
So most of your Instagram is storytelling, but how do you recommend striking the balance between telling stories and doing the promotion?
you know, I kind of come from the theory, and it's not a hard and fast rule. It's not like you can look through my Instagram and then be like, oh, she's following this exact pattern. But to me, I kind of keep in the back of my mind, I really like what I call the give, 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 ask ratio. So 3 to 1. So three gives, right? So it's a story, it's an update, it's a curated photo that are all specific to the platform. And then I'll ask somebody to do something. That's either to sign up for my newsletter, go to a blog post. And the things that I'm asking them to do are ultimately to get them into my funnels, but in exchange for that, give them something valuable. So for instance, I have a business marketing guide on Insta180.com. And so if I say you want to sign up for a free Instagram marketing guide, I'm having them go there in exchange for getting this valuable guide, but then I'll be able to communicate with them via email in the future. And I think that when I ask people to visit my blog, it's to get them to my blog because I feel like I have something valuable to share. So recently I posted like how to use Facebook Live for your business. And so it doesn't really make sense on the Instagram platform to say, hey, do you want to learn how to use Facebook Live? But I do think that a lot of the same applications, a lot of same interactions that I use for Facebook Live can be very applicable to Instagram stories. So that was the pitch that I used on Instagram. Like, hey, on my Facebook page, I had a conversation about how to use Facebook Live for your business, which the tips and tricks can also be used for Instagram. So I have to make sure that I'm respecting the platform, but also giving valuable resources to viewers if I want them to leave the platform they're in, which is at the time, Instagram.
So you mentioned providing value to your audience because providing value to them means they'll continue to engage with what you provide and they'll just continue to go through your pictures. But you have to attract the right audience in order to get those types of results because you could have 10,000 followers, but if none of them are interested in your niche, then it really doesn't matter. So how do you attract the right audience to your Instagram pictures so you know that they're going to meaningfully engage with what you share?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a big geek, Mark. I'm going to be honest. Like, I actually like tracking what's doing well. So on a given week, I will go through, just bring out a pen and paper, and I'll look at what posts I posted. So I have a variety. Like, so if I post a picture of my dog, if I post a picture of myself, if I post a picture of some of my office supplies. And so I'm keeping track of things that people want to see more of. And the minute I understand what they want to see more of, then I can test the waters and produce that similar type of content again in the future to see if that resonates with them. So beyond anything, it's for me understanding what my audience wants to see more of, to setting time aside to actually have a concentrated and strategic efforts in exactly what I'm doing. And three, making sure that I'm not bombarding my audience with really long posts or too much frequency or posts that I only find interesting. Because at the end of the day, I don't have an Instagram account for my personal life. I have an Instagram account for my business. So I need to understand that as a business owner, the content that I'm producing really has to be valuable for my followers. Now, I could have my own Instagram account and there I could put random photos and anything the heck I wanted and I could post as much as I wanted to. But from a business perspective, it's really important to listen to what people want, give them more, give them value. And then if in exchange for giving them value, what you get from them is their trust. And the minute they trust you, when you put something out as a division of your business, they're more likely to buy.
So from a business standpoint, you get all these followers, you provide them great content, but you want to also turn them into customers. And telling stories is a great element that plays within that puzzle. But are there any other pieces to the puzzle that allow you to turn your Instagram followers into customers?
Yes, and that is to create conversations. Because so often, and this is the mistake that I made early on with Instagram, was that I was using Instagram and I would put things out and then people would leave comments and I would occasionally engage, right? So I was really busy doing other things in my business that I would read the comments and then they would make me feel warm and fuzzy and then I would just go on with my day. But what I learned, especially with the change when the algorithm was introduced, is that you have to teach people how you want them to engage with your account. That's going to be the biggest thing because it's not just about pretty photos and it's not just about storytelling and it's not just about having like a picturesque life. No, not at all. It's actually talking to the people who are your followers, because people often are frustrated, like, oh, people don't leave comments, or oh, people don't leave likes. Well, we have to educate our followers and how we want them to interact with us. So when people leave comments on my Instagram account, I try my darn best to respond to every single one. Now, I can't respond, like, if somebody puts nice picture, like, I'll say thank you, or sometimes people will say nice, and I don't know how to respond to that. But by and large, if people leave a legitimate comment, I will absolutely go back and connect with them, so that in the future, when it comes time to grow my account and people are like, oh, you know, I really want to learn more about Instagram, the person who's already following me will likely say, hey, you should check out this Jasmine girl, not because of the things I mentioned, but maybe she and I had connected on Instagram in a personal way. Or maybe she feels like, because she feels like she can trust me, she wants to refer me to a friend. And that's how you grow your platform. That's how you get more people interested in you, is when you become more interested in others.
So you mentioned that in the beginning, you really didn't interact with your audience as much, but then you started interacting with them, and obviously you're very happy that you're interacting with them. It's great to build a relationship. How did you start to find the time here and there to respond to people who commented on your pictures?
That's a really great question, Mark, because it's difficult, right? Like, we're so busy. We have so many things in our business, and there's so many different social platforms. I'm on a lot of social platforms, and I want to make sure that I'm dedicating time to each of them. And I just firmly believe, like, my mom always told me, like, growing up, she's like, if you want something done, give it to a busy person, because busy people know how to prioritize their time. And so every day I set aside 10 to 15 minutes just to focus and cultivate conversations on Instagram. Now, there are days that I don't have enough comments to respond to, right? So let's say I respond for 5 minutes to comments, and then I have an extra 10 minutes. Well, then I'll go over to my followers' accounts, and I'll just leave nice comments, or I'll like photos, or I'll go and I'll surf hashtags on Instagram and leave comments and start conversations on other people's accounts. Because the thing that we have to do is we have to go out and we have to start attracting people to our accounts in a real and authentic way. If you like what somebody's doing, hey, tell them. Niceness is one of the best assets that you can create on Instagram.
And with these conversations, as you mentioned, as a primary way to interact with people within your audience, do you have a way to continue the conversation? So, like, someone leaves a comment, you respond. Do you get a second response? And if so, how do you get these people to continuously comment and continually reply to what you say?
That's an interesting component, because social media is so fast and it's so quickly changing. Whereas, like, if somebody did leave a comment and I responded, it's not very likely that they follow up with another question, because social media, especially Instagram, isn't made for, like, long-term conversations, because so much is happening in the app all at any given time. So if I feel like somebody's asking a very deep question or a business-related question, like, hey, how do I get more information on your Instagram course? I don't really have those kinds of conversations on Instagram. I'll say, like, hey, I'd love to chat with you more about it. Email me. And then I give my email, info@jasminestar.com, to make sure that they're well taken care of. Because it is really difficult to manage proper conversations on social media, especially when it comes to your business. So if I feel like it's going to be, like, a long question, or I want to cultivate that customer, I'll have them email myself and the team directly.
So when I looked at your Instagram profile, one of the things I noticed is it seems like you never run out of ideas when it comes to creating pictures that are captivating to your audience. How do you avoid running out of ideas for Instagram pictures?
So one, thank you for, saying it's not, it feels like I don't run out of ideas. I'm just like every other busy entrepreneur. I'm always running out of ideas, but goodness gracious, I think that one of the best things that entrepreneurs can do is create a plan, because oftentimes it's like when you realize, oh my gosh, I really should be posting something on Instagram. And then you realize, oh, I'm in sweatpants. I'm behind my computer. This is like, nothing's really working. And what I firmly believe is to create a plan. And so I set aside a little bit of time every Sunday, and I kind of map what I'm going to be doing that week. So for instance, tomorrow I have a lunch meeting in downtown Los Angeles, and I will be able to take a photo from the restaurant or the food or the cappuccino that I'm drinking or the people that I'm connecting with. And so on Monday, I knew what I was doing when I was doing it. And I usually take time, especially on Mondays, to write thank you notes, to have just a form of meditation. And so I just took a picture of what was on my desk on Monday and I posted that. And I knew that I was going to be producing a shoot on Saturday. So I knew I was going to be in Malibu, California. So I took a picture of the beach of where I was. So I kind of know where I'm going to be and the things that I'm going to be doing in advance. And, you know, it also takes time to properly plan for days and times that you strategically want to use and leverage Instagram as part of like a new product or a launch, and even holidays. So, you know, by the time this podcast goes live, there's a good chance it'll be like probably in the middle of February. But here I am planning what I'm going to photograph for Valentine's Day. So, you know, I wanted to buy my dog a cute little like Valentine's Day hat. And so in order to have the photo ready to go by Valentine's, I should probably be shooting it on February 12th or February 14th. So taking these into consideration and planning in advance for when you want to strategically use it for your business is the best advice. It takes 5 minutes to kind of say, okay, this is what I think I'm going to shoot. And then you're prepared for it. And also, which is what we cover in Insta180, is sometimes you go out and you're in social situations, you could take 3 or 4 photos of different things and you don't have to post them all on the same day. So you can kind of stretch out like you being in the Hamptons for the weekend. You know, you have a cup of or a glass of champagne and there's a shot at the beach and then there's you and your friends and then it's you working on your computer at sunset. Like those 4 different things can be spread out evenly over time.
So you mentioned the importance of planning, and you went really into detail about how to plan for holidays, how to plan for where you're going. But there are some people listening to this who they're just getting started with Instagram, or they're listening to Jasmine right now wondering, how do I reach that level of success? So what is your recommendation for like the basic beginning steps of a plan for someone who wants to go from like basically just starting out to having an Instagram empire?
That is a big question. So I'm going to answer it from barely starting to building the foundation of the empire. Because if you build a strong foundation, then you can go up as high as you want to go. So let's just start with the basics, because there's truly like a lot of steps in between just starting and your empire. And I myself, I have close to 200,000 followers. I don't think I have an empire. I just think I'm on level 2 of a skyscraper I'm going to build in Manhattan. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel like it's going to be important for the following 3 things. You want to be consistent. You can't post 1 photo and then wait a few days and then post another, or all of a sudden you're out on vacation and then you want to post like 14 photos in a matter of like 3 days. So your audience needs to know what they can expect from you. So for consistency. Secondly, is to understand who your target follower is. Like, who is the person you ultimately want to attract on Instagram for your business, your podcast, your product, your service? Because if you don't know who you're trying to attract, you will never know how to create the type of content that they want to see on Instagram. So I've created an ideal client profile. I have this imaginary person in my mind. I know her name, I know her age, I know why she follows me on Instagram, I know the types of photos she wants to see. And I know that this sounds really like high level, but it's not. It's really truly, how old is your average follower? Are they male? Are they female? What do you think that they like about your account? Because once you can get into the shoes of the people who are seeing your Instagram posts, then you understand what are their struggles and how can your business answer or solve their problems. Because that's what social media should really do. It should help people and it should solve problems in a very entertaining and pretty way. And then the last piece of advice would simply be to plan. Because if you want to be consistent and you want to speak directly to who your follower is, well, then you need a plan for it. You can't just wake up and be like, oh my God, I need an Instagram photo, a cup of coffee. Because that's not going to resonate. Instagram is a highly visual platform. And so behavior that works really well on Twitter or behavior that really works well on Snapchat doesn't really resonate with those strong Instagram follower because of the culture within the app itself. So to understand those 3 things, I think would be really powerful.
Jasmine, you have shared a lot of great insights within this episode, and it's very obvious that you've learned a lot of lessons throughout your journey. So I'm wondering, with everything you've gone through from UCLA and being with your mother to having a big Instagram business and being really successful on social media. What is the best lesson that you have learned on your journey?
I was thinking about this morning, and the thing that I realized was the minute I gave myself grace, it empowered me to give and extend grace to others. Like, I couldn't treat myself kindly. I wouldn't allow myself the permission to make a lot of mistakes in my business, on social media, because I was so worried of what I thought people would think. But it wasn't until now, in this present day, that I say, Jasmine, it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. You don't have to have it together. And if you don't know the answer, you just have to dedicate to your followers that you will find the answer. And nobody expects you to be a know-it-all. And the minute that I was able to look at myself as an entrepreneur and as a person and extend that level of freedom and grace, now I just want to tell everybody else, like, hey, fail, have fun, learn. When you are pushed down, don't stay down. You have the opportunity to write a new story. Because if you stay down after being pushed down or fallen down, then you're just the person who's fallen down. But your story is, when people look at you after getting up, after failure, people look at you and say, that's the person who stood up. That's not the person who stayed on the floor.
That is some really motivational stuff. And extending on the branch of motivation, I ask you for one awesome inspirational quote that you can think of right now.
One of my favorite quotes, because it's easy to remember, is, she believed she could, so she did.
That's pretty beautiful.
It's one of those things that just stuck in my mind.
You know, every time I ask this question, I get a lot of great quotes, and it comes to the idea of, like, mindset, believing in yourself, being confident in yourself, things like that, that we need to continuously remember. But I feel like sometimes we forget those simple things and we need to constantly be reminded of them.
Absolutely.
Well, Jasmine, I appreciate all the time you spent on this podcast. And before this episode concludes, I would love for you to give my listeners just where we can find you on the web.
Thank you so much. I totally appreciate it, Mark. My website is jasminestar.com. If you want more information in regards to my Instagram for Business course, you can email me info@jasminestar.com or visit Insta180, Insta180.com. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jasmine Star.
Jasmine, it was such a pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great one.
I thoroughly enjoyed that interview. Jasmine is quite the inspirational gal, kicking butt on social networks far and wide. It is quite clear that she now does what she loves. When she discussed Instagram, I was very happy to hear her discuss the storytelling aspect of Instagram and social media at large. Most people only promote on social media. But we must also make room for telling people stories about who we are and what we do. That way, our audiences can connect with us on a deeper level. If you forgot to take notes, then don't worry. We've got you covered with the show notes. Visit markgabori.com/E26 for those. You can ask your questions over there, which I'll be more than happy to answer. To never miss an episode, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on whatever player you are using. If you are a regular listener and haven't done so already, I would greatly appreciate it if you could give this podcast a review or a rating. Two ways you could do this are through markgabori.com/iTunes or markgabori.com/Stitcher. That ends this episode. Don't forget, dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today. How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgabori.com/retweet. This podcast is a production done by Mark Gabori. For more insights, head on over to markgabori.com.